Hey everybody, we are diving into Revelation chapter 12 and 13 today, and I'll tell you what, I can't possibly touch on every detail of this. I encourage you to have a study Bible that you can read details about this. I'm going to give you as much detail as I can in the time we have today. In chapter 12, you will read about a pregnant woman. This is very interesting, who's about to give birth. And there's a red dragon, which signifies Satan, waiting in front of this woman to devour the child when she gives birth. Now, that's a disturbing thought. This child may signify Israel, Jesus. There are different views on this. The woman gives birth to a baby boy, and before this red dragon can get him, God snatches him up and saves him, and the woman flees into the desert. So then, since God has this child, there's a huge battle in heaven that takes place between the archangel Michael and his angel soldiers against this red dragon and his angels. So the dragon gets beat, gets thrown down to earth, and we see here that it's revealed that it is the devil. The dragon proceeds then to chase the woman. Remember the woman who had hid in the desert, and she escapes, and he's ticked off at this point in time, and he goes to stand by the shore of the sea. Now, I know this is a lot, but it's going to get a lot more here. We get into chapter 13, and we meet two beasts. We have what we're going to call, and I'll continue to tell you what these are called so you'll keep them straight, the leopard beast. This is a beast that arises out of the ocean, and it looks kind of like a leopard with other animals mixed in. And this first beast appears to be a political figure. So the leopard beast is a political figure. The second beast that comes up seems to be a religious figure. Now, both of these beasts are empowered by Satan, the red dragon from chapter 12. The first beast, the leopard beast, is probably, most scholars believe, this is the Antichrist. So the leopard beast is the Antichrist, and it may not mean that he actually looks like a leopard, that would be odd, but that he will camouflage himself to deceive people. And then we see the seven heads that he has, which stand for either seven empires or seven different kings that are under his control. Five of them had already come and gone in history, and then one is at the time and one is coming. When you read about the sea here, it's probably referring to all the people in the earth. And the beast has what appears to be a fatal wound. And remembering that Satan is the great imitator, remember Christ had fatal wounds that killed him and then he was brought back to life. And a great deal of the world buys his supposed death and resurrection of this beast. And this beast will make war with the true believers, and everyone else will worship the demon-possessed politician, the Antichrist. And this is a horrendous time for believers on the earth. Now, the second beast looks like a lamb. Does that sound familiar? Jesus is the lamb, but remember, Jesus is the unblemished Lamb of God, and Satan is the great imitator. So we have an imposter trinity going on here with Satan, the first beast, which is the leopard beast, and the second beast, which is the lamb beast. Again, Satan is not creative enough to do his own thing, so he's got to copy after God, but he's a fake. So the lamb beast is the religious figure possessed by Satan. So you've got the leopard beast, who's a political figure. You've got the lamb beast, who is a religious figure, both of them who are empowered by Satan. So the second beast, the lamb beast, convinces the world to worship this political figure, the first beast, the leopard beast. So we learn here that it is the lamb beast who brings the first beast to life again. And this lamb beast is the false prophet of the Antichrist, the leopard beast. So I hope that makes sense to you. I tried to make that as easy to understand. And again, there are scholars that disagree on a lot of these things, but just giving you kind of the general understanding of what we're reading about here. And then we come across here in chapter 13, that number that we all avoid, number 666. And there's a lot of speculation on this as well with this number. Is it an actual number that is going to come up at the time? The Hebrew and Greek, they did numbers and letters completely different than what we do. Or is this just a symbol? Or does the number stand for an object? I don't know. Some think that the number six itself is, they call it man's number. It's just short of seven, which is God's perfect number. And some mathematic-geared people who have looked into this, they take the square of the number six, which is 36. And if you take each of the numbers from 1 to 36 and add them up, the total, ironically, or maybe not, is 666. So I thought that was interesting. Now, the beast is powerful, no doubt about it, but nothing in comparison to God and his power. At the end of chapter 13, we see this false prophet. Remember, the second beast, the lamb beast, makes everyone on earth get a mark of the beast on their hand or their forehead. Now, in recent years, there's been a lot of speculation on what this will be. Is it going to be a tattoo everybody has to get? Will it be the number 666? Will it be a barcode? Will it be an implant? You know, I don't know, but certainly with the way technology is moving today, it could be very easy for everyone to have the same symbol or number put onto or into their body. And everyone who receives this mark of the beast submits to the Antichrist. And there is not anything that can reverse this. And so anyone who is asked to get a mark on their forehead or hand, beware. Now, nobody who refuses to get the mark of the beast will be allowed to do any trading, can't buy groceries, can't buy gas, you know, can't buy or sell anything, which obviously will be a very difficult time for the Christians. But reminding, if we're here, depending on when Christ returns, remembering that as we see this unfold, if we know the Word of God, even if we don't fully understand Revelation, we will be able to see that, oh my goodness, this is what's going on. So don't live in fear about this. We know how the story ends. God wins, we win, and we get eternity in paradise. That's chapters 12 and 13 as we continue on with Revelation.